A Spider in the Cup by Barbara Cleverly, narrated by Stephen Crossley. Chapter 1. London, June 1933. Dawn. On a neglected reach of the Thames, a woman stood counting the chimes ringing out from Chelsea Old Church behind her. 5 o'clock. All was going to plan. Miss Herbert, tall, imposing Hermione Herbert, listened on as the bells of other churches made their contribution to the musical round. Some ahead of, others hurrying to catch up with the authoritative boom of Big Ben sounding out a mile downstream. She glanced over her shoulder at the string of old-fashioned gas lamps outlining the bend of the river and sighed in satisfaction. The amber glow of the gas mantles was beginning to fade to lemon as a brightening sky quenched them, offering her sensitive eyes a symphony in grey and gold worthy of Whistler. This was the moment and the place, and both were full of mystery. Objects visible only minutes ago began to reveal themselves. A bundle of rags a few yards away on the muddy bank flapped in a sudden gust of wind, taking on a disturbing semblance of human shape. A barge waiting for the tide stirred lethargically as one of its blood-red sails lifted with the half-hearted flirtation of a tired tart skirt. Hermione shivered in anticipation. Looking about her at the desolate scene, she almost expected to catch sight of the frock-coated Victorian figure of Charles Dickens, out and about on one of his insomniac forays into the dark alleys of London. The city was never still. She could sense the restlessness. Early though the hour was, there were people about.